Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's episode because this is going to be a short, saucy one, but I want to share with you a story that I think is so freaking powerful and such a great reminder that who you think you are really freaking matters. And I'm going to share with you the story about a man and his SAT scores and really what happened in his life as a result of his SAT scores, which sounds kind of random, but it's one of my favorite stories. So I'm really excited that you're here for this. But before we do dive in, we've got a lot of new listeners into the show. So I'm so excited if you're brand new here, but I also wanted to thank those of you, maybe you specifically, that have been listening into the show for a while, that have shared it with your girlfriends or that you've posted about it on social media. Because obviously, when you share about it on social media, it's really fun because I get to personally thank you and I get to know who's listening into the show. Because although I think of us like we're girlfriends, remember, I'm literally sitting in my closet recording this, pretending like we're having a conversation. But then also when you share it, it helps get the message out. And that's why this podcast has organically grown. It's from you telling a girlfriend who tells a girlfriend who tells a girlfriend. So just know how much I seriously appreciate you. And then I also wanted you to know that outside of social media, there's another way for us to connect, which is through my totally free pump up text list. I send out little inspo texts every Sunday evening. They're kind of like the vibe of if you're saucy bestie and a fortune cookie, had a baby. And if you are not yet getting those free texts, jump on the text list. All you have to do is send a flame emoji to 512-548-2728. Again, send a flame emoji to 512-548-2728. That way I know that you listened into today's episode. It would just be really fun to see like a bunch of flame emojis, but that's how you get on the list. Now, let's dive into today's episode. So there is an author who is also a mental conditioning coach for a lot of top athletes. His name was Trevor Moab. He actually recently passed. And I wanted to share with you something that I learned from his book called It Takes What It Takes. And I should also just recommend that if you have someone in your life that's a sports fan, this book, my husband, Sina, loved. And it's a really good way to get people into personal growth because it's through like a lot of analogies are through sports, which is really cool. So I'll link it in the show notes for you too. But I've actually referenced Trevor's work a couple of times on this podcast before, maybe years ago, if you've been here for a while. But it's because I think what he talks about is really powerful. And there's this one particular story that he shares that I love. It's a true story of a man who went on to become a successful magazine editor. And this magazine editor was raised by a single mom in the Midwest. And, you know, he shares how he was basically failing out of high school. So his junior year of high school, he, you know, promises his mom that he's going to take the SAT test. And she didn't have high expectations of him, and neither did he, honestly, of himself, that he was going to get a good score on the SATs because he was failing out of high school. But it was really important to his mom that he took this test. So he's like, you know what, junior year, I'll take this test. If you're not familiar with the SAT, you know, it's a standardized test. It's got a math and a verbal section, 800 points each. And, you know, so the total you could get is 1600. Well, this high school junior who's basically failing out of high school ends up getting a 1480 on his SATs. And like, he didn't believe it. He was literally in shock. His mom asked him if he cheated on it. He's like, no, like I didn't. This is crazy. But from him getting that score, he made a decision. And I think this is really important to emphasize that he decided that he was smart. He decided that because of that score, that he was a lot more capable than he gave himself credit for. So he goes into his senior year of high school and he decides that he's going to change his approach and actually apply himself because he's made this decision that he's smart. So he wants to back it up with action. And he starts hanging with different people and he starts, you know, showing up to class and like just caring more about school. He then goes on to community college and then he gets into Ivy League school and he, you know, ends up having this really successful career. And right now you might be thinking, okay, occasionally, so you're saying this guy was, you know, academically smart. And then once he applied himself, he saw that he could do whatever. And then he went on to go to an Ivy League school. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But here is the kicker, the real kicker. 12 years after taking his SAT, when he was a junior in high school, when he's already got this super successful career, he already graduated, you know, from his Ivy League education, he gets a letter in the mail. He opens up the letter and he sees that it's from the SAT board, back from when he was a junior in high school, right? So 12 years later. And it's saying that they periodically review the tests and that he was one of the only 13 people that was sent the wrong scores by accident of their SAT way back when he was a junior in high school. And they wanted to let him know 12 years later that his score was not, you know, what he thought it was, which was 1480. His score was actually a 740 out of 1600. And obviously he was really surprised by this. And he's sitting there thinking like, holy crap, he thought that he had this other score, which is what actually changed his whole freaking life. Right? Like, you could literally say that his entire trajectory of his career was changed when he got that score of 1480, even though it was the wrong score, because he changed his behavior. He changed what he believed he was capable of, what he thought of himself, right? Like, he changed his behavior when he got that 1480 because his belief in himself and who he thought he was changed. So really think about this. Like, you know, first he gets these scores, and he initially makes the decision that these scores equate to him being smart. Right or wrong, it doesn't matter, right? Like, that was his personal decision. This is like his identity, the self-identity of, I believe that I'm capable. I believe that I'm smart. And it's important for us to recognize the self-identity piece, because whoever you think you are, you're gonna act in accordance to what you believe about yourself. Right? Think about how we do this, like self-confirming bias in our brain. We look for all the evidence to support our current thoughts and beliefs and the statements that we say. That's like what our brain does. And he made this decision right when he got those scores, his junior year of high school. I'm a smart person. I'm going to act in accordance because this is who I believe I am now. How important is that for us to recognize? What are the things that we have right now in our life that we are making our identity? Are those things serving us or are they not? Because from that identity piece, he then moved on to actually hanging out with people, you know, at school during his senior year that were going to be conducive towards where he wanted to go, like people that were actually going to class. He started hanging out with those people and he changed his environment, because you know who you spend your time with really impacts you. Right? You hear all the time, like, your life is, you know, who you spend the most time with, the five people you spend the most time with. Or really, my personal favorite is thinking that you become the expectations of your peer group, right? So if your peer group is like, no, we go to class, that environment is going to help you do better in school. Think about it in your life right now. If your environment of people that you're around are health conscious, and you believe you're health conscious too, then you're going to show up in accordance. And it's going to make it easier because you become a byproduct of the expectations of your peer group. This is honestly even one of the reasons that I'm hosting Empower Her Live in Phoenix, Arizona, which if you haven't got your ticket, girl, what are you doing? Check the show notes for the link or DM me. But it's 500 women that love personal growth. They care about growing. I want to put you in an environment with other people that want to chase whatever dreams that they have on their heart, right? So that's this environmental piece. So first was identity. Like, he decided who he was and he decided that he was going to act in accordance to that. Then he put himself in the right environment that was going to be supportive and he was going to become a byproduct of the expectations of his peer group. And then the cool part about that is he made those decisions himself. And then finally, teachers and peers treated him differently because of his actions. His actions like going to class and actually showing up. The outer expectations piece is also a huge thing because it taps into like that human need of us wanting to belong. And those outer expectations of how other people treat us comes from how we show up. We teach people how to treat us. So to tie this all up here, this guy started acting like a person with a 1480 SAT. He started doing the things, like taking the actions and thinking the thoughts and adopting that identity, like a someone who, like someone that got that score would act. And it changed everything for him. So how can you apply that in your own life? Well, you can start to ask yourself, what are some of the beliefs that you have about who you actually are, your identity? Because what we believe about ourselves gets mirrored through the actions that we choose to take, because we act in accordance to our identity. Our identity is that really important foundation. So check in on some of those beliefs that you have to make sure that they're actually serving you. Like asking yourself, like, what do I believe about myself? And who taught me that belief? Does that story of who I am actually make sense to me? Is it a story that I'm proud of, that I'm excited about? Because once you can identify the belief that you have, you can say, wait a second, does this belief and the story that I'm telling myself about who I am serve me and my values? How does this story that I have about who I am as a person make me feel when I show up in my daily life? Right? Because you can see that it could harm you if you've got an identity piece that's not working for you, because you're going to act in accordance. Just like he was acting previously, he had identified that he didn't believe that he was smart. So he was acting like what he perceived someone who wasn't smart would, you know, how they would act. And you can really look at this story that you're telling yourself about every single aspect of who you are. And you can see if it's bringing you closer to this person that you want to become a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and the life that you want to create, or if it's taking you further away from it because of the identity piece. It really starts there. Because truly, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who you once were or what you did in the past. We have to let that go. Just like, let it go, girl. Because you can be whoever you want to be at any moment. You can draw a line in the sand. Literally right now can be your demarcation line, where you're like, I don't care what I used to think I was, or how capable I decided that I was, or what I've done in the past. Your past doesn't indicate what you're capable of. That is literally shown to you in the future. But you have to make a decision, right? Any day, like today, this exact moment that you're listening into this episode, you turn this on for a reason. How do you want today to be your fresh slate? What type of decision are you going to make about the person that you want to be? All that matters is who you want to be and how hard you're willing to work to become her. You are capable of this. You're worthy of this. But it starts with your own belief. Like, borrow belief from me that I believe that you can do anything. Like, I really do think of us like we're girlfriends. I really do care about you. But you have to have that identity piece for yourself, because it's going to drive your actions. And it's not even massive actions. It's the tiny little decisions of how you show up in line with who you think that you are that ultimately make up who you actually are. And then in turn, like, how your life plays out, big picture. So choose a belief of your own identity that serves you. You've already seen what happens to get you to this point if you keep the beliefs that you've had for years. But if you want to make a change and take it to that next level in your life, your career, your relationships, your marriage, whatever it is that matters to you, let's mix it up. What happens if you decide something different? Because this I know for sure, you deserve a life that you are obsessed with. I don't want you to look back with coulda, woulda, shouldas, wondering what would have happened if you called your shot on the identity that you truly deserve. I love you, truly. I don't even have to know you in person to know that you are capable, much more than you give yourself credit for. We are often our own worst critics. So I'm rooting for you, and I'm in this with you. I'm figuring this out in real time. Who do I want to be? And am I taking the actions to be that person, or am I not? The choice is always in your hands. I'm rooting for you, and I'll talk to you soon, girl.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now. Or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.